Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. It's the Rose. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live because this is a special because I am concerned about our military and you should be concerned as well under this new norm where they have to make a choice to either be jabbed or injected with a chemical-laden mRNA, never used on human beings before, therapy that allegedly can alter your God-given, individual, unique DNA as well as unknown materials in the secret, the Pfizer trade secret formula being injected in millions and millions of people in America and around the world. And these are unknown materials and unknown consequences to individuals, whether it's immediate through a allergic reaction that can cause permanent injury or death to a healthy person, whether it is hours or days or weeks or months or 1 or 2 or 3 years down the road or more, because to the best of my knowledge, this is a emergency authorized FDA experimental and trial injection on the world, human beings who are being punished if they resist as healthy human beings or unhealthy human beings to give them your arm to plunge a chemical-laden needle into your arm, and not only once, but twice, and then number 3 booster, number 4 a booster, and possibly a number 5, 6, 7, because it appears to be the never-ending boosters. And Dr. Fauci said once it is plateaued and everyone is jabbed, then they will only require you to get 2 jabs per year. While they're raking in billions and billions of dollars, and the investors are raking in billions and billions of dollars, as well as China, from the ethyl oxide mask and ethylene oxide swabs of the faulty PCR tests that were actually ordered in 2018 and invested in 2018 before COVID was even announced. COVID-19 in the year 2019, which shows, in my opinion, a pattern along with the United Nations Agenda 21 in the year 2021 to reduce the population by 50% by 2030. Rumor is they want to move it up to 2027. And Agenda 21 is when they rolled out the experimental and trial injections in 2021. sounds like a plan. So on RARE Foundation USA, this is what they reported, and I think it's important that you are aware of what is going on. We cannot read everything. It is moving so fast and coming so fast that we need to digest as much information as we can. Cover-up. Dodd, silent after whistleblowers expose COVID vaccine injuries in the military. They have not been talking about the deaths and the permanent injuries by CDC, WHO, Dr. Fauci, Bill and Melinda Gates, Facebook, Twitter, MSM, PBS, BBC. They have downplayed it, in my opinion, and they are not talking about the permanent injuries to healthy babies, children, teenagers, young people, young adults, seniors, elderly, middle-aged, you name it. In a February 1st, 2022 letter addressed to Dodd leader Lloyd Austin, Senator Ron Johnson, and hats off to Senator Ron Johnson, cites the dramatic increases in medical diagnosis among military personnel, as well as evidence that the diagnosis of myocarditis, or heart attacks, has been removed from the database. Now, isn't this interesting? 650,000 people die every year or thereabout from heart attacks and strokes. And tens of thousands of people die from Alzheimer's, cancer, diabetes, hospital errors, accidents, and yet it's as if in January of 2019, all of the top 10 causes of death disappeared and heart attacks became COVID heart attacks. Strokes became COVID strokes. And accidents became COVID accidents and COVID deaths and so forth. And there are allegations online since 2019 that the hospitals and the nursing homes, whether it's the doctors or the administrators, have been offered financial incentives for every COVID patient tested positive, every COVID patient in a hospital, and every COVID patient who dies, at a rate of allegedly $39,000 per death. There was one hospital who was actually putting plastic bags over people's heads. It's bad enough that you can't breathe with the mask on. And Dr. Fauci said in the beginning, in 2019, they were for theatrics, optics. It made people feel better about themselves. And that masks do not stop viruses. Well, he was correct, because in all my research on NIH, CDC, WHO, and every other health article I could read and find online, it states by NIH and other scientific articles that there is no evidence that a mask stops a virus. If the mask stopped a virus, then China, plagued by viruses for generations, and the Middle East should be virus-free. If the masks stop a virus, we wouldn't need multiple jabs for the rest of our lives. And how is it that healthy people now are the enemy of healthcare professionals and the government? How does that make any sense? Why should you be jabbed and wearing a mask if you are healthy because you have a strong immune system. You go in the sunshine, you exercise, you take deep breaths, you inhale and exhale carbon monoxide and inhale oxygen 24/7 every second of the day and night during your lifetime. And that means that you are keeping your lungs healthy by breathing in oxygen and releasing carbon monoxide. And you are keeping not only your lungs, but your heart and your organs and your brain and your cells healthy, which is needed to keep a strong immune system healthy, along with vitamin D you get from the sunshine and you take from supplements as doctors recommend, and C with zinc, and turmeric with curcumin, and so many others that they recommend. They also recommended ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, which has been around for 70 years, approved by the FDA, both as safe and effective. And there have been no reason to remove them since the FDA approved them as safe and effective until Dr. Fauci in 2019 announced COVID-19. And they removed them from the pharmacies, over the counter, in drugstores, and they demonized doctors who dare to use or recommend or prescribe these two FDA-approved, safe and effective products when they chose to use a experimental and trial injection of mRNA treatment that allegedly alters God-given DNA, never used on human beings, with unknown consequences to individuals, which Dr. Fauci calls candidates and FDA calls volunteers. But everyone who is being jabbed, for the most part, has been fear-mongered and threatened and coerced that if they do not comply and obey these commies, that will be punished. Well, let's get back to the military. Senator Ron Johnson has been fighting for answers from Secretary Lloyd Austin of the Department of Defense, DOD, after three whistleblower doctors, represented by Attorney Thomas Renz, R-E-N-Z, came forward under penalty of perjury. The whistleblowers provided devastating information about likely vaccine injuries in the military, as well as a cover-up of rampant myocarditis diagnoses, which is a heart attack, that were scrubbed from the Defense Medical Epidemiology Database, DMED. This is shocking. In a February 1st, 2022 letter addressed to DOD, leader Lloyd Austin Johnson cited the dramatic increases in medical diagnosis among military personnel, as well as evidence that the diagnosis of myocarditis had been removed from the database. Now, why would they do that? When you think about it, think logically that the number one killer in America has been heart attacks and strokes, 650,000 deaths from heart attacks alone. And that's more than the COVID deaths in 2019 to 2020. And if you had followed the deaths between 2012 through 2020, you would have found that the number of deaths did not matter one way or the other because the numbers were so minimal. and they were pretty much the same. And yet, they locked us down and took us hostage in our own home as if we were children and we were in curfew and we must do and obey and comply with what these dictators told us to do, who granted themselves totalitarian, authoritarian, and dictatorial authority, which is outside of their pay grade, un-American, anti-American, unconstitutional, illegal, immoral, and a violation of their sworn oath. Their sworn oath is to uphold the United States Constitution, and that is their only duty. Uphold, defend, protect, preserve the United States Constitution, and protect the safety, health, and welfare and sovereignty of this great republic that is supposed to, and in the past, operated by the rule of law, which is the supreme laws of the land, the United States Constitution. And when you have open borders and you allow cartels and gangs and terrorists and jihadists and traffickers and drug dealers and gun dealers and traffickers and organ harvesters to just flood our nation, to rape our women and children, which is happening right now. And disrespect the police, the sheriffs, the Border Patrol, ICE, and put their lives at stake, not only by criminals, dangerous criminals, who traffic children and call them their own without any vetting or identification that those children belong to them. We have a borderless country. And a borderless country means you don't have a country. And that is called globalism, which is what they're doing to Europe, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. Why are they doing it? They're doing it to create borderless nations because they want a global world with fewer people so they can redistribute all the wealth to themselves, it appears, as stated and pre-planned in a executive order back in 2006 and in the United Nations Redevelopment Plan and Agenda 21 and the Rockefeller Lockstep Phase 1, 2, and 3, and we're in Phase 3. So this is a spiritual battle between evil versus good and wrong versus right, morality versus immorality, legal versus illegal. And if you read the Bible, Satan twists all the words, and legal becomes illegal, and illegal becomes legal. Wrong becomes right, and right becomes wrong. It happens in the courthouses. It's happening in the White House. It's happening in the government. You can't see it unless you're blind to discernment. And God does give you discernment. So the article says the whistleblowers provided devastating information about likely vaccine injuries in the military, as well as a cover-up of rampant myocarditis diagnosis that were scrubbed from the Defense Medical Epidemiology Database. Now, isn't that interesting, since I just told you that there are at least 650,000 Americans who die from heart attacks every year, and now people and young people and children and young, strong, healthy athletes are being injured or dying after the jabs were rolled out in 2020, and only 1 year, and allegedly much of this is being covered up because in a group insurance company CEO and morticians and even some hospitals have been reporting that there is a 40% increase of deaths, and they've never saw so many young people who died from heart attacks or strokes in all their professional careers, and that this is skyrocketing the cost to the insurance company, who may end up going belly up if this continues for the injuries and the deaths of the people who have been jabbed since the rollout of 2021 to 2022, it is, yeah, 2021 to 2022. In a February 1st, 2022 letter addressed to Dodd, leader Lloyd Austin, Johnson cited the dramatic increase in medical diagnosis among military personnel, as well as evidence that the diagnosis of myocarditis had been removed from the database. Think about what's going on in this country, all the corruption, all the cover-ups, and it's been going on for a very, very long time. And these people are all very wealthy, and they're making everyone else very poor. So they want everyone else to be equally poor with all of the indigent people they're bringing into our country who don't have an education, who don't have any money, who don't have any job skills. So what do they plan on doing with them? Because there are over 30 million in our country who are unidentified. And yet they can identify them when they want to send them a Social Security check or a welfare check or a $450,000 award for violating our immigration laws and so forth. Housing, shelter, food. Well, they are forcing Americans who were locked down for a year. Well, we watched a Marxist and communist organizations come together, burn down cities, businesses, then loot them, and then destroy our United States historical monuments and statues and claim they are anti-American Marxists and communists. And it's okay with the Democrats. That's okay with the Democrats because we saw the key Democrats kneeling down to the BLM members during a pandemic while they were hurting in the streets and burning down our cities and attacking our law enforcers. So now we're into the military and the cover-up with this pandemic. All-cause mortality skyrockets. The findings of the Dodd whistleblowers are consistent with remarks from One America CEO J. Scott Davison, who stated during a call hosted by the Indiana Chamber of Commerce and the Indiana Hospital Association that working age people between 18 to 64 are dying at a rate that is 40% higher than pre-pandemic rates. So are people dying from the jabs and being permanently injured? Because a relative of mine had two Pfizer jabs, went into a coma, wasn't expected to live, had profuse bleeding around her brain, but she did live, and now she's passing away months later and very confused when she was doing just fine prior to those two jabs. So be sure you report the jabs to VAERS, V like Victor, A like Apple, E like Edward, R like Robert, S like Sam. Google it online. Make sure you report any deaths after jabbed and any injuries. And be sure you ask your doctor or the nursing home if they recorded those jabs and which ones they were. Were they Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, on their medical records? Because most of the time they're so busy and they don't have time for additional paperwork, because especially now that they have fired so many people from hospitals and nursing homes because they are healthy and they don't want to be a human lab rat for Big Pharma and all their investors on Wall Street, so that they can earn billions and billions of dollars with no liability for any of the injuries or the deaths. No matter how many die, no matter how many are injured who were once healthy people. That is the truth. We're seeing right now the highest death rates, he said, we have ever seen in the history of this business, he said. And morticians and some hospitals have said basically the same thing. They have never seen so many young people die from heart attacks and strokes. J. Scott Davison, who requires vaccine mandates at his company, does not attribute the death to the COVID vaccine, but appears to blame the coronavirus pandemic. Well, it appears to me that people fear blaming the jabs, even though the people were healthy prior to the jabs and were permanently injured or died after the jabs, because they fear the government. And we were warned people fear the government. Americans have a serious problem of losing their freedom, liberty, rights, sovereignty, and God-given, inalienable natural rights to free will and free choice to control your own body and mind and that of your own minor children. When the state comes for your children, and the Surgeon General says, once they are on our public school property, they belong to us, and we will jab them without your permission and without opt-outs. Now, why would they reject opt-outs for religious reasons when the state and the government is not to interfere in religious beliefs? Is it just the Christians and the Catholics and the Jews that they are punishing? Because there are plenty of foreign religions in this country who they never mention. Does the government fear them, or is the government working with them? That is a question blowing in the wind. On this particular site, RAIR, it's R-A-I-R, foundation.com, you can also see the graph of mortality in the 1 year. So journalist and commentator Daniel Horowitz, who spoke with attorney Thomas Rance before the panel discussion, explained in an article published January 26 that the doctors queried the numbers of hundreds of codes from 2016 through 2020 to establish a baseline five-year average. An alarming increase in cancer, miscarriages, and myocarditis was found in addition to many other diseases, such as neurological disorders. So here's the list. Hypertension increase, 2,181%. Disease of the nervous system, 1,048% increase. Malignant neoplasms of esophagus, 894% increase. Multiple sclerosis, 680% increase. Malignant neoplasms of digestive organs, 624% increase. Guillain-Barre syndrome, paralysis, 551% increase. Breast cancer, 487% increase. Demyelinating, it's Demyelinating, 487% increase. Malignant neoplasms of thyroid and other endocrine glands, 474% increase. Female infertility, 472% increase. Now that's part of depopulation abortions and the abortion pill, which Bill and Melinda Gates and his dad have supported for generations. Abortions are a depopulation program of natural-born babies in sovereign nations. And when you diminish the number of births in a nation, you will not have enough natural-born citizens to preserve your civilization, your culture, your laws, your religions, your clothing, your food, your way of life, because there won't be enough natural-born citizens, especially if your country is being invaded by foreign enemy or foreign-friendly illegal invaders or illegal invasions or illegal migration, whichever you prefer. It doesn't matter. They overpopulate in those nations, and they will overpopulate in your nation. Well, the natural-born citizens in Western civilization have been getting abortions. They have not. Pulmonary embolism, 468% increase. Migraines, 452% increase. Ovarian dysfunction, 437% increase. Testicular cancer, 369% increase. Tachycardia, 302% increase. And these are all disabling and depopulation diseases. The bombshell information was first publicly exposed during Senator Johnson's recent panel's discussion titled COVID-19, A Second Opinion. Whistleblower Dr. Samuel Sigaloff, Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Peter Chambers, and Lieutenant Colonel Teresa M. Long gleaned the information from the DMED, and God bless them, and may God keep his hand on them and protect them, because the powers that be, who are not our elected officials for the most part, but are into making billions and billions of dollars and are narcissists who seek power and control over the planet and the survivors, creating a two-class system, them and us, and wiping out the middle class, in my opinion, is the goal of the lockdowns. According to an official military website, the Defense Medical Epidemiology Database consists of up-to-date and historical data on diseases and medical events pulled from the Defense Medical Surveillance Systems, DMSS. But according to Jeff Cercone of the left-wing propaganda outlet PolitiFact, there was a glitch in the data. The entire DMED database was wrong from 2016 to 2020. According to Dots Peter Graves, DMED has been taken offline to identify and correct the root cause of the data corruption. The data for 2021, however, was perfectly fine. So just like that, they say that all of the epidemiological data in the military's national security ecosystem for 6 years happened to be wrong until Thomas Rentz's attorney pointed it out. Daniel Horowitz exasperatedly said on social media, "If you believe that," he said, "you deserve the tyranny," he continued. And you can also watch the video of the Ron Johnson panel with Thomas Rentz on YouTube if they haven't taken it down. And I would suggest you do it really quickly because conservatives are the targets for being silenced. And now they want you to tape your mask to your face. Not just wear three and a plastic shield, but tape your mask so that you really can't breathe, you really can't release carbon dioxide, and you really destroy your cells and your lungs and your heart and your brain and your immune system, it appears. Transcript of the letter. Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs, Washington, D.C., February 1st, 2022. The Honorable Lloyd J. Austin III, Secretary, Department of Defense. Dear Secretary Austin, on January 24th, 2022, I held a roundtable featuring world-renowned doctors and medical experts who shared their perspectives on COVID-19 vaccine efficacy and safety and the overall response to the pandemic. At the roundtable, I heard testimony from Attorney Thomas Rentz, who is representing three Department of Defense whistleblowers, who revealed disturbing information regarding dramatic increases in medical diagnosis among military personnel. The concern is that these increases may be related to the COVID-19 vaccines, which I refer to as jabs and injections, because they are not, to my knowledge, licensed vaccines, which takes 5 to 25 years to do. That our servicemen and women have been mandated to take. How can they mandate people to be used as human lab rats with experimental and trial injections with unknown Pfizer trade secret formulas, and not only the formulas, but the mRNA gene therapy, genetically engineered organism injected into your body with unknown consequences to healthy or unhealthy people. So based on data from the Defense Medical Epidemiology Database, Attorney Rentz reported that these whistleblowers found a significant increase to diagnosis on DMED for miscarriages, cancer, neurological disorders, I added that because it is part of it, and many other medical conditions in 2021 compared to a 5-year average from 2016 to 2020. And then he lists the increase of all of these serious direct adverse health effects that the military has suffered and has been covered up. So you should read this, and you can read this, or you should watch the video before it is taken down, because anything that has to do with the truth on COVID-19 or the direct adverse health effects from possibly the jabs, or after the jabs were rolled, shall we say, are not being taken as a priority by CDC and WHO and NIH and the DHHS and the White House into consideration, but appear to be swept under the carpet, suppressed, and causing everyone else to be depressed. And now I must leave the building. I hope that was educational for you. Remember, Nothing Said on Columbo Chronicles is intended to be medical, political, financial, or legal advice, but a dissemination of information for educational and entertainment purposes only. Remember to always do your own homework and your own research and come to your own conclusions. But remember, too, that injustices can happen to you and they can happen to me. And by the way, they have. So that is why I am a longtime advocate for justice who wrote the award-winning book, Fight Back Legal Abuse, and Obamacare, Dinosaurs, Radicals, and Rednecks, another award-winning book, 6-star reviews, about a adventure story that involves political satire on depopulation and on redistribution of wealth. And watch for the upcoming version that's updated entitled Obamasaurus. It is entertaining and it is also provocative, and it has a message in political satire. All characters are fictional, of course. And remember that injustices can happen to you and they can happen to me. And that injustices come knocking on your back door unexpectedly. So remember, when you listen to Columbo Chronicles, you are never alone. And you are never alone if you are a believer in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He will place his hand on you and your family and your loved ones and friends if you ask him. And please ask him to place his hand on law enforcement, first responders, medical personnel, and the military, because they are targeting them to either be jabbed or be fired from their jobs, as well as pilots. And imagine how vulnerable we are right now if we have people who are being disabled permanently or who may die or have died, and we don't know the consequences because Dr. Fauci said they don't know the consequences to each individual, and they don't know the efficacy, and that the efficacy is unknown and a big unknown. And therefore, we don't know what the long term, whether it's a year from now, 2 years, or 3 years, will happen in America, Europe, Canada, Australia, or New Zealand. So I'm going to pray for everyone, and I want you to pray for everyone. God bless you. Stay healthy. Stay happy. And tune in again to Columbo Chronicles and read my blogs at Rose for Justice. That's the number 4, roseforjustice.com. Bye-bye.
Rose Columbo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Columbo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or, if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Columbo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Columbo Chronicles.